Judge reverses ruling, allows Covington Catholic's Nick Salmon to sue Washington Post for defamation. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 28, 2019. A federal judge has reversed his previous ruling and allowed Covington Catholic pro-life student Nick Salmon to proceed with his defamation lawsuit against the Washington Post. Judge William O. Bertelsmann of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Kentucky, a Jimmy Carter appointee, partially reversed his previous ruling in which he dismissed Sandman's $275 million lawsuit. The reversal will permit the Covington student's lawsuit to proceed, reported LifeSite News. Following the March for Life in Washington, D.C., in January, many media outlets alleged a video depicted Sandman wearing a red Make American Great Again cap and fellow students from Covington Catholic High School as intimidating Native American activist Nathan Phillips near the Lincoln Memorial. As Breitbart News reported, Sandman became the focus of the anti-Trump media as an extended video and additional in-person reports of the confrontation showed it was Phillips who had intimidated Sandman while the teen and his fellow classmates were simply performing school cheers as a group of Black Hebrew Israelites shouted racist insults. The Washington Post admitted to the existence of vague subsequent reporting but neither retracted nor apologized to Sandman for its false reporting. Bertelsmann dismissed the lawsuit based on the Post's failure to name Sandman specifically and said that the rhetorical hyperbole of the news outlet was protected by the First Amendment. President Donald Trump tweeted that Sandman was smeared by media. As Breitbart News also reported, Sandman's attorneys filed lawsuits as well against CNN and Universal, Democrat 2020 presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, The New York Times' Maggie Haberman, comedian Kathy Griffin, and other media and left-wing activists. Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, said in a statement to Breitbart News that, each day, her organization defends the free speech rights of students to stand for life in public in what is supposed to be a free society. She continued, the mistreatment of students as they attended the March for Life should offend all Americans who believe that each of us is protected when we act on our own consciences. It's a good thing when a judge decides to respect students' rights to be heard and to be seen with respect.